Thanks, Reg. Lord Mayor, ladies and gentlemen, great opportunity to talk to you today. I'll be brief. I haven't got any overhead, so I'll just cover the general issues in the water and I'll go specific to the Hunter. And Suzanne, can I thank you for putting Hunter Water, our product, on each of the tables? I think in the industry that's called product placement. We're appreciative of that. So look, last 5 years in the water industry, the water's gone, I think, from a, people call it the Z issue to the A issue, coming up with the bullet, and mainly driven by drought coming across Australia. I love the sayings of Warren Buffett, who he said for financial markets, I think, you're never quite sure who's swimming in the water without any swimming costumes on until the tide goes out. And in the financial markets, the tide's probably gone out in recent years, and you can pick who hasn't got any swimmers on. And I think that's true of drought too. What happened with the drought across Australia? You know, sometimes a 1 in 50 to 1 in 1,000 year drought in some areas. There was a race to see which is the first city in Australia that was going to run out of water. And that put shockwaves in places like Brisbane and Melbourne, and hence all of the desalination plants that you can see. I think Queensland, $8 billion worth of drought security. Climate change coming in, and the world is looking at us to see what's happening in Australia as an early precursor of that. Technology coming on in leaps and bounds. You know, desalination technology is has improved dramatically, and we're seeing prices of that drop. It's still a lot more expensive than the traditional, but it is certainly coming in. It's expensive to run, expensive to build, but it's certainly climate independent. Recycling coming in more than ever before. Customers expecting more. We, you know, the last 10 years, we can see that we live in a wealthier society. I know we're going through problems at the moment, but generally, we see customers are generally wealthier and they have higher expectations for their infrastructure and for the cities they live in. Water grids are coming in. Queensland's building grids between Gold Coast, Brisbane, up to Maroochy, an incredible distance. Victoria's building them from Melbourne to Geelong. And even in our area, we built a grid to the Central Coast and we're in discussions to go to Singleton. So financial markets talk about diversification through security, and water's no different. Nick Greiner last night talked about coordination of coal, of a coal coordinator. In Queensland, they've got a water coordinator to see where water should go across these huge grids. I think that's an issue for the future as well. Biggest price rises in the history of the industry. I think in Victoria they announced that prices would only double. In other places that they said that they could triple. And certainly higher prices, will be putting a price submission out in the near future, and you'll see higher prices in the Hunter, not to that extent, but I think the days of buying 1,000 litres of purified water delivered to your home for $1.20 are over. And you will see prices coming up. In the Hunter and across Australia. Ageing assets, I think even Hunter Water, we've served 220,000 customers. We've got about 9,000 kilometres of mains, and a lot of those were built after the First World War and the Second World War, and we're seeing with high standards the time to invest is coming up. So, major changes in the industry that have really shook the foundations of the water industry. Nick Greiner, I think, again said last night, and the Lord Mayor said this today, that things can't stay as they are. We see that we've got 160,000 more people coming into this area, and the time to make some decisions on that is now. We've put a water policy out for comment within the community, and Tillagra is a major part of that. It's a plank, but it's only a part of that solution. I think we're the same as others, a diversification through security. So, you know, we'll be taking recycling to unprecedented levels and water efficiency and supply. So what does that all mean in Capital Works program? Well, we'll be spending $1.2 billion over the next 5 years in water, and wastewater, sorry. An unprecedented $50 million in recycling in this area to take it to levels that we've never seen. Three new subdivisions and new treatment plants will have a third pipe, which is a new treated effluent pipe in the streets that the houses will use for toilet flushing and irrigation, and the treated sewage effluent will be to such a high standard they can use it for washing their clothes. And Kooragang Island, there'll be $38 million spent on Kooragang Island to take sewage effluent to drinking water standard and to use that for industry. $400 million on wastewater with that population growth, just to upgrade our wastewater treatment plants and look at environmental issues with sewer overflows. And basically, we need to do that because the Newcastle area has a reputation of the cleanest beaches in the state, and we upgrade our plants with growth to make sure that we can continue to hold that strong reputation. $300 million on Tillagra Dam. For those that have seen, we put a H250 out. Tillagra is just a standout in a cost-effective solution for drought security looking forward. If it wasn't for Tillagra, there were some other options that we looked at, desalination, but it didn't pencil out anywhere near as close. And one of the issues that we looked at was treating sewage effluent to drinking water standard, which I have gone on record as saying that I have a strong belief that that will be the future of our area past Tillagra into the future. People will accept that, and that will come in. So, major investment in this area, prices coming up, huge growth, huge potential. We see a lot of promise in this area. There's other challenges coming in as well. Competition's coming in the industry. The government has announced that private sector can compete with Hunter Water and Sydney Water. Legislation was 2 months ago. So they can compete by competing directly for our customers, just like telecommunications. Private sector can take water licences out. So that will be interesting times for us as an industry. And competition's coming in with new technology on on-site treatment. And I think that as we invest in infrastructure and the price of water goes up, you'll see more trade-off of that. Carbon pollution tax coming in, which that's worth a discussion because I think that'll fundamentally change the way we live in cities. Nick showed some slides of cities around the world. I think that will intensify that sort of decentralised approach. So the secret for us, I think, is a diversified strategy. We are investing. We believe that if we don't invest now, it's going to cost more in the longer term. Last thing on the future, and just take a bit of a straw poll from people in the room, but put your hands up if you have a strong belief that the technology is available to treat sewage effluent into drinking water. Now, keep your hand up if you would be, if I was to say to you that we've managed today to put the product in the jug in front of you, who's prepared to drink it? Well, I'm glad you asked that because I just happen to have a bottle of Singapore drinking water, which is called New Water. I've never tried it before, but it's produced from sewage effluent from the Singapore people. And it's treated to a high standard. It's called New Water, but it's actually old water. And went through the dinosaurs 1,000 times before it came to us. And I noticed, Wedge, you had your hand up, but got nutritional value, which everything that says calorie zero, fat zero, carbohydrate zero, sugar zero, protein zero.